Can you speak more about vedana and whether it's something to be changed, as in from dukkha to sukha? Vedana as a basic feeling one experiences the feeling tone of things and recognizing that when one does or says things, there's going to be a certain feeling tone that will arise in the sense of, if I, if I put my finger in this light socket, it's going to be dukkha vedana. So you, one refrains from that, or if it's already in there, you want to pull it out. So okay, you get that, and then experience a change in vedana. But and certainly that sense, but vedana is kind of fundamental, so that we do want to be paying attention to the conditions that do arise in painful, uncomfortable, difficult feelings, and to learn how to cultivate the conditions that will facilitate the arising of sukha, of vedana, that is pleasant. But in saying that, because it has a different effect on the mind, say dukkha vedana, and we're not ever going to be, say, completely free from dukkha vedana, in the sense you, like, there's stories in the suttas where the Buddha himself is, he's been teaching for some time, and he asks Sariputta to continue teaching. Because he says, I'm sitting here for a long time, my back is killing me. and he goes and has to go lay down and rest his back. So that it's just looking after the dukkha vedana, recognizing that even if one's not creating a problem out of it, or one's not intimidated or fearful of it, sort of, it just is naturally has a different effect, so that one is paying attention to conditions, and that's what the cultivation of the Eightfold Path is, a paying attention to the causes and conditions that will lead to more pleasurable feeling and lead to a cessation of dukkha.